Hello, hello, and welcome back. I'm your host Kerim, and you are listening to Euroneuro, the Eurovision Song Contest show on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, broadcasting from the University of British Columbia, which is situated on the traditional, ancestral, and stolen territories of the Han Kaminum-speaking Musqueam people. We are in the 28th episode of Euroneuro, where we are going backwards in recapping the Eurovision Song Contest year by year, and I'm back after a one month break. I apologize for the unannounced wait you had to endure for this new episode, but I was sick and lost my voice completely one day before the live broadcast last month, so I cancelled the new episode that was scheduled in the third week of March. And it turned out I was having my first ever COVID after 5 years, and as if causing the cancellation of the contest in 2022 is not enough, COVID continues its assault on Eurovision, as you can see. But all is clear and well now, and we are back together with a brand new live episode of Euroneuro. And in this episode, we will be talking about Eurovision 1997. Without further ado, I will give a brief introduction on Eurovision 1997, and we will start to hear the great music that took on the stage that year. Eurovision 1997 was held in Dublin, Ireland, following Emar Quinn's victory with the amazing song The Voice in 1996, which I absolutely cannot wait to play on this show and talk about. That was Ireland's seventh and last win of Eurovision, up until now, of course, and Eurovision 1997 is the last competition Ireland hosted. They did a great job with an amazing orchestra and lots of cameos from past winners such as Celine Dion, Johnny Logan and Sandra Kim. And they were trying not to win the contest anymore because they won the contest for 4 years in a row before 1997. And it's generally a huge burden on the city that hosts it, or the country that hosts it, or the broadcaster that hosts it economically. So they got what they wanted. They came in second in Eurovision 1997, but unfortunately they haven't won ever since 1996. Eurovision 1997 was in fact won by United Kingdom with Katrina and the Waves and their song Love Shine a Light. The listeners of Euroneuro, the avid listeners of Euroneuro, is no stranger to this song, because this was the song that was also performed remotely by the would-be participants of Eurovision 2020, had it not been cancelled due to COVID, and we listened to their rendition of this song in our episode covering Eurovision 2020. Also, the special show that was broadcasted and replaced the grand final of Eurovision that year in 2020 was called Europe Shine a Light, in reference to this song. Going back, Eurovision 1997 was a big year for the UK, with Eurovision victory, a general election that brought Tony Blair's Labour Party in power, and witnessed the peace talks between the British government and the IRA, Irish Republican Army, that had led to the Good Friday Agreement the following year, on 1998, and we are closing in on the anniversary of this agreement, which will be this week. The Good Friday Agreement, as you know, ended the troubles in the north of Ireland, and we will talk more about this in the episode covering Eurovision 1970, if I don't remember, if I'm not mistaken. Year 1997 witnessed the peace talks that led to the end of troubles in the UK, in the north of Ireland. However, UK was deeply affected by the end of another war, Cold War, after 1997, with the nascent nations from the scattered Soviet Union and Yugoslavia forming a powerful Eurovision voting blocs. These countries, like former Yugoslav republics, former Soviet republics, and other Eastern European countries, like Balkan countries, formed powerful Eurovision voting blocs, voting for each other, and this caused this brought them out of victories, but this caused the Free Rider 5, I like to call them, the big countries, to be unsuccessful for many years. And especially after Eurovision 2007, in which we have seen like the most explicit and successful form of block voting, this rule changed and jury vote came back, and the voting blocks kind of scattered. So, but yeah, I diverged from the topic too far away. But going back to Eurovision, 1997 ended up being the last victory of the UK up until now, of course, in the Eurovision. And although I want to say we cannot blame UK's failure solely on the block voting. They are also doing a great job sending awful songs, and we have to acknowledge this as well. Yet, 1997 was, I think, an aberration, and they sent a nice song, Love Shine a Light by Katrina and the Waves, and it ended up winning. So, let's hear the winning song, let's hear this winning song by the United Kingdom, Love Shine a Light, performed by Katrina and the Waves. Welcome back, everyone. You are on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, and we have just heard the winning song of Eurovision 1997, Love Shine a Light by Katrina and the Waves. It's a beautiful Tuesday evening and the sun is shining just like the love is shining in Eurovision 1997. And I hope you are enjoying this fine evening. Moving on, we are going to hear the Icelandic entry, which is historical actually for Eurovision, because the Icelandic the representative of Iceland, Paul Oskar, was the first openly gay singer in Eurovision that performed in the Eurovision Song Contest in 1997. And his song, he represented Iceland with the song Min Hinsti Dans, meaning my final dance in Icelandic, didn't perform very well. It ended up being 20th among, I think, 25 countries. I have to double check that. Yes, 25 countries. However, it paved the way to a great queer representation on the stage of Eurovision, which I have been emphasizing in every opportunity throughout the episodes of Euro on Euro. So we are going to hear this historic entry, Min Hinsti Dans by Paul Oskar representing Iceland in Eurovision 1997. That was Paul Oskar Hjöntusson, or Paul Oskar as his artistic name, representing Iceland in Eurovision 1997 with his song Min Hinsti Dans, meaning my final dance. Moving on, I'm going to play two songs in Greek back-to-back. The Cypriot entry of Manamu, meaning Motherland, by Hara and Andreas Konstantinou, followed by Horepse, meaning Dance, by Mariana Zorba, representing Greece. These are two really nice songs. They are both folk songs, and especially the Greek entry involves traditional Greek instruments. That's what makes it stand out to me. And it is very rare that we hear two Greek songs in a Eurovision Song Contest by both Cyprus and Greece. So I wanted to play both of them, and we will hear the Cypriot entry of Manamu by Hara and Andreas Constantinou, and Horepse, the Greek entry of Horepse by Mariana Zorba, back to back.
Να αναστηθώ, χορέψε στις καρδιάς μου. χειδωτή νύχτα να λιώνει. Χλωμά, χλωμά, χέρια γυμνά να μ' απλώνει. Χορέψες της καρδιάς μου τους τύπους πάλι, σαν καραβάνι τ' άστρα να κόμπω. Χορέψε της ρήμου μαργαριτάλι, μέσα από το σώμα σου να αναστηθώ. Σώμα σου να αναστηθώ. Χορέψες της καρδιάς μου τους χτύπους βάλει, σαν καραβάνι τ' άστρα να κολουθώ. Χορέψε της ρήμου μαργαριτάρι, μέσα από το σώμα σου να αναστηθώ.
If the news are getting you down or you're tired of scrolling on your phone, Massey Books is the one-stop shop for you. A 100% Indigenous-owned business that is committed to giving back to local charities, community initiatives and organisations, Massey Books has a vast selection of rare and unique books, as well as a diverse range of books that are from underrepresented authors. You can shop online at masseybooks.com or visit their store on 229 East Georgia Street in Chinatown. They are open 7 days a week from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Wednesday to Saturday and 12 to 5 from Sunday to Tuesday. Their friendly staff would love to give you a hand to find your new favorite read.
From 1951 to 1992, First Nation and Inuit children were placed in non-Indigenous communities to live in private homes to attend school. If you or someone you know participated in this program, compensation may be available. For details, please visit boardinghomesclassaction.com or call 1-888-499-1144 for details on eligibility, support, or opting out.
Welcome back, everyone. You are on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, and you are listening to Euro, the Eurovision Song Contest show of CITR. In this episode, we are covering the Eurovision 1997, and right before the ad break, we have heard two songs in Greek, the Cypriot entry of Manamu, meaning motherland, and an ode to the island of Cyprus, by Hara and Andreas Constantino, followed by Horepse, a folk ballad, meaning dance in Greek, performed by Mariana Zorba. Moving on, it's a ballad heavy year, so I'm going to play a lot of ballad songs while trying to spice it up a little bit with a few other genres that were represented on the stage that year. But moving on, I'm going to play three ballads back to back. The first one will be, saying that, I also want to mention the Cypriot entry of Manamu performed very well, actually. They finished fifth. Hara and Andreas Constantino finished fifth, representing Cyprus. Sorry. And this is their second best result. The best result being the second place in 2018. And three fifth positions for Cyprus in 1982, 1997, and 2004. The Greek entry of Horepse by Mariana Zorba finished 12th. It was an average placement. However, they did pretty well, I think. It's one of my favorite songs from that year. So, as I said, moving on, I'm going to play three ballad songs back to back. First one will be the Irish entry, Mysterious Woman by Mark Roberts. A second one will be the Slovene entry, Slovenia's entry, Zbudise by Tanja Ribic, meaning wake up in Slovene. And third entry will be the Spanish entry of Sin Rancor by Marcos Yunus, meaning without rancor. And I'm going to add Italian entry as well to this trio, because it's also a ballad. So that will be four ballads back to back. It will be a heavy ballad sequence. So if you are on traffic, if you are reminiscing something, this is the time for you to hear. So fourth song will be the Italian entry of Fiumi de Parole by Yalisse, meaning rivers of words. And I will be back right after these four songs.
So you had an airport ticket in your hand. I got a feeling in my heart I didn't understand. Something in the way you were, something foreign in your eyes, made me wish that I could share one moment of your life. Mysterious woman, did you see the kind of spell you put on me? Mysterious woman, I wish I could find the key to the kind of spell you put on me. Rooms full of faces, but you stood out from the crowd. People go places far away beyond the clouds. Were you from the streets of Paris or the coast of Italy? Or were you from as far away as the Gulf of Araby? Mysterious woman, I wonder did you see the kind of spell. Mysterious woman, I wish I could find the key to the kind of spell you put on me. Did I imagine you smiled? Or were my thoughts going wild? Suddenly you were going, the speaker called your play. There was no way of knowing if I'd ever see you again. But this brief, so brief encounter will always stay with me. I will always treasure the bittersweet memory. Mysterious woman, I wonder did you see spell you put on me. Mysterious woman, it'll always be a mystery, the kind of spell you put on me.
Za devetim oknom deklica bedi, zlata luna šteje njene solzice. Praznom izom čakam svako noć njena.
Es un día triste, mi amor. Nos dimos cuenta que llegamos al fin. Fin de un camino, fin de un amor. Y nos dimos cuenta los dos. Fue maravilloso pasar esos días felices que poder recordar. Se apaga la llama, se apaga el amor, pero el corazón siempre sentirá que eres algo especial, que no habrá nadie igual. Por eso te pido que no haya rencor si nos vemos de nuevo, amor. Fueron tantos los días felices, fue tanto el amor que me diste. Júramelo sin rencor. Deseo todo lo mejor, que lo que aprendimos nos sirva a los dos. Adiós mi vida, ya sabes que yo por ti sentiré. Que eres algo especial, que no habrá nadie igual. Por eso te pido que no haya rencor si nos vemos de nuevo, amor. Fueron tantos los días felices, el amor que me diste. Solo júrame por favor que no habrá rencor si nos vemos de nuevo, amor. Siempre habrá algo especial entre tú y yo, que entre los dos todo seguirá sin rencor.
Come sempre da te, sei un fiume di parole dove anneghi anche me. Che bravo che sei, ma questo linguaggio da talk show cosa c'entra con noi? Provo un unico rimedio che adotto da un po'. La mia testa chiude l'audio, la storia la so. Sei fatto così, dovrei limitarmi oramai a dirti di sì. Rispetto sarebbe meglio un addio. È come in un film, il classico film dove lei farà la pazzia. Fiumi di parole, fiumi di parole tra noi, prima o poi ci portano via. Ti darò il mio cuore, ti darò il mio cuore se vuoi.
Storytelling is powerful. Our stories carry personal and collective histories, build bridges of understanding, and shine light on unseen truths. Your story, your voice, your power. CITR and Discorder is excited to announce the release of 5 unique podcasts as a part of its Power and Voice podcast incubation program. Power and Voice is an entry-level educational program created by CITR to surpass traditional barriers to entry into the medium of spoken word radio and podcasting. The result is a series of podcasts demonstrating a wide diversity of work in genre, structure, and content. Tune in every day from April 14th to 18th from 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. to hear Power and Voice storytellers share their stories on their own terms and in their own words.
Picture this. You're walking into your local record store and start skimming the many records until you find an album that you recognize. You pick out the album, check the track list, and maybe only recognize a couple songs. Now you have to listen to the whole album, right? Well, why not do it together? On Discolly, every show runs you through an entire album and breaks down key parts and songs that make up an album's aesthetic, art, and story. I'm your host, Oliver, and join me every Friday from 11 a.m. to 12 p.m. in talking about all things music. Want to discover more albums, artists, record pressings, and concerts? I got you. That's every Friday from 11 a.m. to 12 p.m., so tune in to Discolly to discover different discographies and add to the musical discourse.
Welcome back, everyone. You are on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, and you are listening to Euro on Euro, the Eurovision Song Contest show of CITR. In this episode, we are covering Eurovision 1997, and before the break, we heard 4 ballads in a row. First one being from the host country of Eurovision 1997, Ireland, Mysterious Woman by Mark Roberts. They came in second. Next, we heard a very nice ballad by Slovenia, one of my favorites from this year, Zbudise, meaning Wake Up in Slovene, by Tanja Ribic. They finished 10th in Eurovision 1997. Up next, we heard two of the Freerider 5 countries, Spain and Italy. They are called Big Five because they advanced directly to the final, but I like to call them Freerider 5. Sin Rencor was the Spanish entry by Marcos Yunas, which means without rancor, and they finished sixth. It was not a bad result. Italy did very well too, like both Italy, Spain and UK did very well this year, except for Germany and France, the other remaining two of the big five. France finished 7th and Germany finished 18th, except for Germany, all big five or Freerider 5 countries, as I like to call them, finished in top 10. So, sorry, I got distracted again. Spain finished 6th and Italy was represented by Fiumi Du Parole, which was the last song we heard in the previous quartet. This was performed by Yelis and it means Rivers of Words. They finished 4th. Italy didn't take the 4th place very well, and after this contest they withdrew until 2011. So moving on, we are going to up the tempo a little bit, and we are going to hear two songs, two moderately up-tempo songs. First one being the Polish entry, Ale Jestem by Anna Maria Jopek, meaning But I Am. It will be the second Polish song I will play in this show, Euro on Euro, after the 2019 entry, Palicie, or Fire of Love. This song, Ale Jestem, is an upbeat song about a realization that life is to be lived. This will be followed by another upbeat song, the Danish entry, Stemmen I Mit Liv, by Kolik Kai, and the song's name means The Voice in My Life in Danish. After these two songs, I will be back to wrap up the episode.
Hallo, det er Kai. Kan jeg snakke med hende den søde?
Hvem er den søde?
Jeg er stemmen i mit liv. Fordi jeg savner en. Jeg kan dele mit liv, men det er ved at være et problem. Jeg ringer til dig, men kan ikke få det sagt. Når mod det så kommer, så rører jo langt på. Klokken er 2, jeg har prøvet flere gange. Du er ikke at træffe, svaret er det samme. Hvorfor er du borte, når jeg er lige her? Hvorfor er jeg enig? Jeg føler mig så sær. Skyder over målet, hver gang jeg tror jeg sigter. Føler mig så sikker, men kontakten til dig svigter. Har det af helvede til, jeg drikker mig fuld. Er det det for at glemme? Der er sådan en stemme.
Jeg tænder på dig,
yeah!
Og der er ikke noget der
så.
Du er så langt fra mig,
og du er stemmen i mit liv.
Jeg ringer til dig,
yeah!
Hvor jeg kunne se dig
så.
Du er så langt fra mig,
og du er stemmen i mit liv. Jeg blev fyret fra mit job, fordi jeg ringede i arbejdstiden. Det kunne ikke stoppe mig, jeg ville høre dig hele tiden. Lige siden er min mobilregning vokset. Skylder folk penge, og mit liv er lidt kort. Så selvom jeg er artig opvokset, kan jeg ikke lade være. Telefonen er nær, noget man giver mig ikke besvær med at huske. For det er bare 118. Har ikke snakket med dig i dag, bare jeg kunne nå det. Hvor først var det Molly, så var det Lone, så var det Lis. Så var det Mette, så var det Helle, så var det Kis. Hele jeg vil snakke med, var ikke berøret. Havde ringet 20 gange til det møbet, der kører. For bare et enkelt svar kunne redde min dag. Der var ingen lyse håb, end det svar jeg ville have. Til sidst fandt jeg om med min telefon i hånden. Med drømmen om dig, det stemte en gang. Go!
Jeg tænder på dig,
yeah!
Og kan ikke nå dig,
så.
Du er så langt fra mig,
og du er stemmen i mit liv.
Jeg ringer til dig,
yeah!
Bare jeg kunne se dig,
så.
Du er så langt fra mig,
og du er stemmen i mit liv. Nå, men jeg må tage mig sammen, ven. Gribe telefonen og så prøve igen. Jeg trykkede 118, ønskede håbet.
Det er oplysning.
Og så stod jeg og måbede. Ja, hallo, det er Kai, du...
Vi har ringet til oplysningen. Der er et øjeblikket
med
kort ventetid på 20 sekunder.
Ventetiden
er grad.
Jeg elsker dig. Go!
Jeg tænder på dig.
Ja!
Og der er ikke noget gang.
Så!
Du er så langt fra mig.
Og du er stemmen i mit liv.
Welcome back, everyone. You are on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, and you have just heard the Polish and Danish entries back-to-back from Eurovision 1997. Polish entry of Ale Jestem by Anna Maria Jopek, meaning But I Am in English, finished the competition in the 11th place. Although I like that song quite a lot, it performed moderately. And the Danish entry of Stemmen i mit liv, meaning The Voice in My Life, by Kolik Kai, finished 16th. The main reason I played this song is to up the tempo a little bit after a long stretch of ballads. So I'm going to wrap up this episode with two ballads back to back. Before introducing them, I want to mention our upcoming episode, which will be about Eurovision 1996. I have to say I'm very excited about that episode, so I'm not going to spoil a lot about it, but I just want to say it will involve quite a bit of history of Ireland, because it's the year Ireland won for the last time up until now. And it is also special for me for two other reasons, which I will reveal in the episode covering Eurovision 1996. It will be broadcasted, if everything goes well, on 13th of May, and I am looking look forward to meeting you or being with you again on the air with the episode, Euronews episode covering Eurovision 1996. So, to wrap up this episode, I'm going to play the Estonian and Maltese entries. Both are ballads, and I will wrap up with ballads as I always do. Estonian entry, Kela Tudma, by Maria Liis Ilus, finished 8th, and the song name Careless Would Ma means Forbidden Land. And Maltese entry Let Me Fly by Debbie Scary finished 9th. I'm going to say goodbye with these two songs, and I hope you will enjoy the rest of your evenings. And until we till we meet again, take care and goodbye.
Stan Siski, Tazes Vivi, Sikera. thrill soon fades away. Dark shadows from the past will haunt my day. Let me play.